Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Our topic tonight, we open our show opening line was, later on we'll perspire as we go to the fire. And then we had a little comment. We said, we can call it Obama's Wonderland. The communists can't believe it. Their Wunder package called Obamascare or unaffordable health scare is turning into nerd. $300 million was spent to open an exchange in Oregon, and 44 drug addicts signed up. Hi, Doc, I'm here for the checkup. Did you bring the 900 in cash? No, I have Obamascare. Next! This is like a Broadway show with no rehearsal. 3 years to get ready to wipe out decent health care. Doctors must wear spats. Remember when he has the Soviet, the stuntmen, in white coats at the Rose Garden to kick off the death panels? And the only real doctor there was Kermit Gosnell. You remember old Kermit, huh? Kid so big he could walk to the bus station by himself. Yeah, he's a pro-choice doctor. Yes, it's a woman's right to choose, but Kermit's doing the operation. We in trouble, man. We in big trouble. We up the fat lady's burka. Let's see what we got going here. We got all kinds of chit chat. Okay, let's see. Oh, radiation coverage has been dropped in the Obama health scare. And I got a picture of Obama, and he's pointing his finger up in the air, and he's saying, if you like your health care, you can keep your health care. And then there's a signer that's interpreting what he's saying for the people that can't hear. And the signer is Kim Il-un, and it says he's doing this, he's making the sign, you know, with the finger across the throat. Yeah, if you like your health care, you can keep your health care, just like my uncle. And then I put a little caption underneath that. Who tells the biggest lie? Radiation burns now have a $2 million deductible. And then there's some sad news today. Our country once again has gone to devil worship. And my headline is Mount Soledad destroyed by ACLU communists. If the Supreme Court says the Mount Soledad cross must come down, the cross should be raised high in a Christian cemetery, and the Christian veterans buried in that communist dump should be moved at no expense to their families if they wished to be removed and into holy ground. And the fund should be paid for by Christians throughout the country. We should raise money to rebury our fallen Christian heroes. You know, the Democrat communists, they kicked God off the party platform. Go to YouTube. Go to the Democrat convention and see when they called the roll to get rid of God. Three times they voted no God. And on the third time they voted no God, but the head liar said, no, we want God, over the screams of the atheists. God and country forever. And God comes first. Now, I got two recommendations to see on YouTube. American Crossroads. And there's another article, SEAL Team 6 is Sacrificed, which I covered last night. If you want to hear all of the information and dissertation about SEAL Team 6 being set up and murdered. And the thing that I learned last night that bothered me the most was that they cremated their bodies. And now I wonder if that's because there were bullets in those bodies. I don't trust anything. And here's my key question. There were 7 Afghanis who were swapped out at the last minute. And their names weren't even put on the manifest. Okay? And 7 Afghanis were removed from the plane and replaced by the 7 Afghanis that were swapped out. Were they suicide bombers? And how come the FBI, that fantastic defender of America, hasn't interviewed the 7 Afghanis who came back off the helicopter before it took off? Did you ever hear a report on that? No, because the media is communist. So, what else? Oh, this is not good. I don't like to hear this. I'm not even repeating it on the air. I don't like it. Special report, Azerbaijan flourishes in a tumultuous region. Azerbaijan borders Iran, and apparently they're very friendly with the Israelis, so much so that the Israelis went there because if they're going to fly over Iran to bomb the nuclear facilities, they would like to land in Azerbaijan and refuel for the return trip home. And if they really negotiate good, they can also rearm. Yeah, but what happened was President Obama, through his State Department spies, got wind that the Israelis were making a deal with the Azerbaijanis, and he told Iran about it. Yeah, that's not true. You can't prove it. No. You know what? We'll turn it over to the FBI. There used to be a saying, tell it to the Marines. Now what the saying is, we'll turn it over to the FBI. If you want nothing done, we turn it over to the FBI. Oh, boy. Okay, what else we got? Oh, yes, yes, yes. How they're really trying to secularize St. Nicholas. Yes, did you know about that? Yeah. St. Nicholas. Do you know who St. Nicholas was? He was a bishop. He's the original Santa Claus. Guess where he comes from? He comes from a Turkey. Nicholas was born a Greek in Asia Minor during the 3rd century in the city of Patara, which was a port on the Mediterranean Sea, and lived in Myra and Lycia, modern-day Demre, Turkey. At a time when the region was Greek in its heritage, culture, and outlook, and politically part of the Roman diocese of Asia, he was the only son of wealthy Christian parents named Epiphanius and Johanna. According to some accounts, and Theophanes and Nana, according to others, he was very religious from an early age, and according to legend, Nicholas was said to have rigorously observed the canonical feasts of Wednesdays and fasts of Wednesdays and Fridays. His wealthy parents died in an epidemic while Nicholas was still young, and he was raised by his uncle, also named Nicholas, who was the bishop of Patara. He tonsured the young Nicholas as a reader and later ordained him a presbyter, a priest. He was one of the many bishops to answer the request of Constantine and enter at the First Council of Nicaea. If you're Catholic and you go to, and I'm sure Greek Orthodox do too, they must read the Nicene Creed. That's where it comes from. When I grew up, we read the Apostles' Creed, and I sort of favor the Apostles' Creed. But the people of Nicaea, in 325, instituted the Catholic belief in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And it was done at the First Council of Nicaea, which is also in Turkey. There, Nicholas was a staunch anti-Arian and defender of the Orthodox Christian position and one of the bishops who signed the Nicene Creed. So, here's some legends and folklore, and this is the origination of Santa Claus. One legend tells how during a terrible famine, a malicious butcher lured three little children into his house and he killed them, placing their remains in a barrel to cure, planning to sell them off as ham. Saint Nicholas, visiting the region to care for the hungry, not only saw through the butcher's horrific crime, but also resurrected the three boys from the barrel by his prayers. Another version of this story, possibly formed around the 11th century, claimed that the butcher's victims were instead three clerks who wished to stay the night, and the man murdered him and advised his wife to dispose of them by turning them into meat pies. And St. Nicholas saw through that and brought the men back to life. In his most famous exploit, and here's where the Santa Claus comes in, a poor man had three daughters who could not afford a proper dowry for them. This meant that they would remain unmarried and probably in absence of any other possible employment would have to become prostitutes. Hearing of the girls' plight, Nicholas decided to help them, but being too modest to help the family in public or to save them from the humiliation of accepting charity, he went to the house under the cover of night and he threw three purses, one for each daughter, filled with gold coins, through the window opening into the house. One version has him throwing one purse for three consecutive nights. Another has him throwing the purses over a period of 3 years, each time the night before one of the daughters comes of age. Invariably, the third time the father lies in wait trying to discover the identity of their benefactor. In one version, the father confronts the saint, only to have Saint Nicholas say it was not him he should thank, but God alone. In another version, Nicholas learns of the poor man's plan and drops the third bag down the chimney. Instead, a variant holds that the daughter had washed her stockings that evening and hung them over the embers to dry, and that the bag of gold fell into the stocking. The legends with the most likely historical bases are the stories of Nicholas helping three girls and stories of Nicholas helping sailors. One, especially the legend of the three murdered children, are much later additions to Nicholas' lore. Historian concludes, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So, during the Great Famine that Myra experienced in 311 to 312, a ship was in the port at anchor, which was loaded with wheat for the emperor in Constantinople. Nicholas invited the sailors to unload a part of the wheat and to help him in time of need. The sailors at first disliked the request because the wheat had to be weighed accurately and delivered to the emperor. Only when Nicholas promised them that they would not suffer any loss for their consideration, the sailors agreed. When they arrived later in the capital, they made a surprising find. The weight of the load had not changed, although the wheat removed in Myra was enough for two full years and could even be used for sowing. How's that? So that's the story of St. Nicholas. Then it tells you how people celebrate it. Among the Greeks and Italians, he is the favorite of sailors. His relics are in Bari, Italy. Fishermen, ships, and sailing. As such, he has become the prime saint of several cities maintaining harbors. In centuries of Greek folklore, Nicholas was seen as the lord of the sea. Like a modern Greek scholar's version, the Christianized version of Poseidon. In modern Greece, he is still easily among the most recognizable saints, and December 6th finds many cities celebrating their patron saint. He is also the patron saint of all of Greece, and particularly the Hellenic Navy. In the Eastern Orthodox Church, St. Nicholas' memory is celebrated on almost every Thursday of the year, together with the apostles, with special hymns to him, which are found in the liturgical book known as Aktiakos. Soon after the transfer of St. Nicholas' relics from Myra to Bari, a Russian version of his life and an account of the transfer of his relics were written by a contemporary to this event. So, there's a whole bunch of people. I'm going to jump out and give you a tune. Hello? Hang in 1 second.
Just waits time to go. Sherry, I love you so. That's my desire. Sherry, I love you so. That's my desire. You're my desire.
That's Frankie Lane. He sang loud because he was hard of hearing. I never knew that, and the guy that's really into told me about it. So let's see what we got. Oh, here's some breaking news, they call it. There was a showdown between the Chinese Navy and the American Navy. And the reason I saved it to read to you tonight is because I didn't know that they already had an aircraft carrier underwater. U.S. Navy-China showdown. China tries to halt a U.S. cruiser in international waters. So let's see what that has to, let's see what they say about that. Read more. This is in the Washington Times. A Chinese naval vessel tried to force a U.S. guided missile warship, and you're not hearing any of this anyplace else, to stop in international waters recently, causing a tense military standoff. In the latest case of Chinese maritime harassment, according to defense officials, who will not be named because they don't want to lose their jobs. Yeah. The guided missile cruiser USS Cowpens. Do you know what Cowpens is? That's a battle that I think it took place in South Carolina during the Revolution, where we crunched the British for the first time, and it was one of the positive victories that got us going on to win the Revolution. And they recently took part in disaster relief operations in the Philippines and was confronted by Chinese warships in the South China Sea near Beijing's new aircraft carrier, Liaoning, L-I-A-O-N-I-N-G. On December the 5th, while lawfully operating in international waters in the South China Sea, USS Cowpens and a PLA Navy vessel had an encounter that required maneuvering to avoid a collision. This incident underscores the need to ensure the highest standards of professional seamanship, including communications between vessels to mitigate the risk of an unintended incident or mishap. A State Department official said. Yes, what's his name? Cowpens said the U.S. government issued protests. We protest vigorously, in both Washington and Beijing, in both diplomatic and military channels. The Cowpens was conducting surveillance of the Liaoning at the time. The carrier had recently sailed from the port of Qingdao on the northern Chinese coast to the South China Sea. According to the officials, the run-in began after the Chinese naval vessel sent a hailing warning and ordered the Cowpens to stop. The cruiser continued on its course and refused the order because it was operating in international waters. Then a Chinese tank landing ship sailed in front of the Cowpens and stopped, forcing the Cowpens to abruptly change course in what the official said was a dangerous maneuver. unbelievable. According to the officials, the Cowpens was conducting a routine operation done to exercise its a freedom of navigation near the Chinese carrier when the incident occurred about a week ago. The encounter was the type of incident that senior Pentagon officials recently warned could take place as a result of heightened tensions in the region over China's declaration of an air defense identification zone in the East China Sea. Yeah, yeah, wait till it runs through Colorado. General Martin Dempsey, Dumpster Dempsey, this guy is the biggest cover-up artist that Obama has, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and suck-up team, recently called China's new air defense zone destabilizing. That's right, it's destabilizing, and it increased the risk of a military miscalculation. And don't make us fight a battle like we did in Benghazi. China's military forces in recent days have dispatched Su-30 and J-11 fighter jets, as well as KJ-2000 airborne warning and control aircraft. Yeah, and you know what they fly on the planes? They have it marked, paid for by the USA. To the zone, to a monitor, you know, made in USA, all the Chinese planes are paid for by the USA. To the zone, to monitor the airspace that is used frequently by U.S. and Japanese military surveillance craft. The United States says it does not recognize China's ADIZ, as has Japan's government. Two U.S. B-52 bombers flew through the air zone last month but were not shadowed by Chinese intercepted jets. Chinese naval and air forces have also been pressing Japan in the East China Sea. Go ahead. I dare you to do it. You want to see a country go nuclear in 10 minutes? You watch the Japanese. In 2 weeks, they'll have 100 missiles ready to go. The Japanese are the masters of the first strike, and if they feel threatened, man, they're not going to care about what anybody says. They're going to be like the Israelis, who soon have to take out Iran. And if Obama thinks he's got a six-month moratorium, he doesn't have it with the Israelis, I'll tell you that right now. They're going to do what's best for Israel, unlike Obama, who does not do what's best for the USA. So we'd like to hear some of the scuttlebutt. Thanks, Obama. Please get the hell out of the White House while we still have one. Resign. Take a hint from someone who had more respect for his country than you do. Richard Nixon, who resigned for a far less of an offense than the dozens you have committed. That's Captain Jack 43. Molon Label, he hates the country, has no respect for anyone or anything. I have a feeling it will take armed patriots to make him and his band of criminals leave. We have the largest armed army in the world among our citizens. Hopefully it will not come to that, but if it does, so be it. They have more armed personnel than you can get your head around. Let us hope common sense prevails. China has a lot of people that hate their government. So has America, so there is no bargain there. Besides, the Chinese are better at coercion. Two biggest weaknesses of the United States has been and will always be our intelligence and our ability to negotiate. You can go all the way back to the Yalta Conference and watch Roosevelt hand over Europe, Eastern Europe, to the Soviets. Both progressive governments making the very rich richer at the expense of the poor and middle class. Common sense says to spank them while they're still arming their troops with the equivalent of sharp sticks and matchlocks, not to wait for them to catch up or to surpass us. He who rules the space rules the world. He who rules the air rules the world. And if the day comes when we are neither of those, you can start saying, yes, massa. That is what General MacArthur insisted on in 1951. He would not shut up about it, so Truman fired him. JFK also ignored his admonition. But to never put an American soldier on the Asian mainland. So we got Vietnam. I got to tell you, Democrats get you into war and they leave you to die on the battlefield. And the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. You can't believe that, then you wait and see. One day even you will wake up. Ike put Meg in Vietnam in the early 50s. That's an American Army unit that was training the Vietnamese to become fighters for their own country. They have been American soldiers in Asia well before President Kennedy's time. Yeah, but nothing on the scale. Kennedy got us in there. Democrats get you into war and they leave you on the battlefield to die. And here's one. He was a hero in his own eyes, but he did help win the war in the Pacific. In Korea, he failed to realize the Chi Coms would join the war. We lost China in the 50s. China should never have been allowed to go communist. Never mind my last comment. It helps to write comments while full awake. Never mind it helps when you read instead of posting something when you're just woken up. Actually, they don't. Do some research. The majority of our military belongs to the Oath Keepers. Remember, our military is sworn to protect the Constitution and not Obama. May that be from your lips to God's ears. Even if they did, who's to say they would fight on our side? I know a lot of military who are awake. A lot of military will not fire on American citizens, provided this happens before the military weeds out those miscreants and replaces them with law-abiding soldiers. Barry Sotero, this guy, says his handle is, politicians are not soldiers. Oaths mean little to those who lie and disseminate propaganda for a living. That is true. That is true. As a former police officer, not all sworn officers blindly follow orders, especially when the lives of a countryman are in question. So let's hope. Let's hope. Yeah, there's a lot of flack on this one, but we got to continue on. The show must go on. So let's see what we got. Do we have a tune for you? Yeah, you want to hear about a guy that got in trouble with his girlfriend? There's a guy out of Nevada. He has a Christian outreach ministry, and I like his website. He's got a picture of George Washington praying. You know that Washington prayed twice a day, grace before meals. I guess he ate pretty good, huh? Dear Tom, it is now clear that the House of Representatives, which has a Republican majority, is actually being controlled by Obama. America will continue to be dragged down into the sewers as long as Obama's liberal puppet, John Boehner, is the Speaker of the House. Let's get rid of him. You know what? Caesar's wife has to be above suspicion. Let's get rid of him. This man had the audacity, after Christians and conservatives spoke out against the liberal GOP leadership's budget farce, to say that we are ridiculous and that we have lost all credibility. Let's get rid of him. He's no gainer. Get rid of Boehner. By supporting this bloated budget with its fake cuts, you know what blows me about this budget? I see, they're going to, over 20 years, they're going to pay off $23 billion. They're running up tabs of $1 trillion a year. What are you kidding me? That's like urinating on a five-alarm fire. By supporting this bloated budget with its fake cuts and tax increases, Boehner has proven once again he is not a conservative or even an American in his political outlook. I definitely agree. He is an internationalist one-worlder like Obama, who wants to crush the American economy so that we can become a United Nations lapdog protectorate, and that's when they'll come in and divide up the money. They'll come in and you'll be quartering troops. Yeah, and they'll be passing your wife around for entertainment. Ruled by the liberal communist intelligentsia, the one word I don't want to hear in this country ever spoken, the one sentence I never want to hear, I can't believe what's happening here. I don't want to hear that. That is bad news. Boehner said the conservatives have lost all credibility. That's rich coming from a man who has helped to oversee our national debt increase by more than $6 trillion since he has been the supposedly conservative Speaker of the House. Get rid of him. Get rid of him. Can you impeach? Can you impeach this guy? Perhaps if we had an actual conservative working as the Speaker of the House. The best thing that the Republicans did is they stood to the man against Obamacare. Not one Republican signed on for it. Can you imagine how bad Obamacare must be when not one Republican would sign for it? You know we got at least 20% lackeys in the Republican Party, if not more. Instead, we have John Boehner leading the Republican majority in the House, so we're stuck paying for Obamacare, subsidized abortions. I never want to pay for any self-inflicted wounds. That galls the hell out of me. That is, if you want to do drugs, go ahead and do them. Do not bring me the tab for rehab. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to pay for it. You made your call. You pay the bill. Sex changes for Democrats and death panels, bailouts for phony solar power plants, billions of dollars in boxes of cash to the Muslim Brotherhood. We know somebody who works in the prison system in California, and they're getting sex change operations out there in the prisons. And I said, what happens when the guy comes back as a girl? He has to go to women's prison? Is that what happens? And the hormone shots are supposed to be very expensive. It's not easy. It's not hard to run up a tab. And that's going to be all on health care. That's going to be the hormone shots, $100,000 a month. The House is supposed to control the purse strings in Washington, but they've been giving Obama everything he wants since Boehner became Speaker. Boehner seems to be more in the Oval Office than in the Congress. Oh, and one more thing. Washington insiders say that Boehner is waiting until after the state filing deadlines to run for office have passed, and then he's going to push amnesty through the House. We cannot have amnesty. We got to help We got to help the Mexicans and the Latinos who are here, even if they're here illegally, but they can't have amnesty. All that is another communist vote-buying scheme. You must lick the hand of the man who fed you, and these communists are buying votes with every taxpayer's money, and that's a ripoff. That should be a federal crime. And he's waiting until it's too late for strong Christians and Tea Party candidates to register to run against him and his rhino allies next year. It's just one more betrayal on the horizon. So Obama is going to lose on Obamacare, but America is going to lose because the Republicans will be divided. And taxpayer and Tea Party people will not bow to slavery. They're not going to do it. And they don't care what happens. Let it. It'll be on, man. I'm telling you. You got to look. You're dealing with the Communist Party. A Communist Party has no God, has no country, votes to burn the flag, and they can't wait to destroy this country. And you don't believe that. But one day, you're going to say those words I dread. I can't believe what's happened to this country. I dread those goddamn words. Exodus 18:21 describes God's requirements for civil magistrates or representatives for the people. You will provide out of all the people able men, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties and rulers of ten. Boehner is an enemy of the gospel, and he is crushing the body of Christ under Obama's agenda. And I got to tell you, you want peace in the Middle East, you're going to have to convert Islam to Christianity. It's the only way you're going to do it. Nobody has a solution. And that's the name of that tune. So having said that, let me see where we're going here. Okay, administration. This is from Cowboy Bite. ESA can't be trusted. This worries me. Administration. ESA can't be trusted. How can you not respond to a subpoena only if you're Obama? Check this out. The Obama administration on Thursday escalated its feud with Daryl ESA, who's a Republican, telling him he cannot have physical copies of Obamacare security documents because... Continue reading. Okay, you want to know something? This goes back. He got away with it with his high school and college records, man. When he sealed all his information, that told you what was coming. The Obama administration. In a letter sent Thursday, the administration argues that because of ESA's history of selective leaks to the media, he can't be trusted with the materials. How clever these communists are. The committee's unwillingness to commit to undertake measures to address the security risks. Security risks. Joe Biden identified SEAL Team 6 right after the hit on Bin Laden. Security risks. How about 2,200 guns to murder 50,000 Mexicans run into Mexico by Eric Holder, the bribe packager for Bill Clinton? He put together the Mark Rich payoff. Oh, but that's different. He's the president. You have to respect the president. You mean the one that decorated his Christmas tree with condoms and dildos? Yeah. Tell me about it, particularly in light of reports that sensitive materials were disclosed through various investigations, wrote Jim Esquia, the Assistant Secretary for Legislation at the Health and Human Services Department. There's another department we can close. First the EPA, and then HHS, and then the IRS. And the IRS we can send to the Mexican border to sign up applicants for citizenship. ESA's office blasted back on Thursday and accused the White House of overreaching in advising the contractor who prepared the report to not respond to the subpoena. So, and here's 218 comments. I'll give you a few. I feel the same way about the Obama administration. I don't trust them. Sunshine Kid says, not if that is not a clear indicator of the corruption in government. Nothing does. Trust the government? Not I either. Myrtle Linda says, right, don't let your left hand and let your hand know what your right hand is doing. That is a problem. But the really large problem is keeping the secret from God. That is impossible. White Falcon says they try to combat that by simply not believing in God, but they are going to be rather uncomfortable when they are confronted with the truth, and it will be far too late to change their minds. And finally, Bob says, and finally, justice will be served. Well, I hope all you people are watching this Mount Soledad cross being taken down. And I say open up a fresh cemetery for Christians. And anybody who's in that communist dump when that cross comes down is welcome to be buried with the Christians under that cross. So the administration has called ISIS bluff by going all in. The next move is ISIS. If he doesn't immediately file charges, then he's going to fold. Yeah. Anyway, ISIS has spent millions and had full subpoena power, gotten alleged whistleblowers, and has proved zero, nada. Oh, boy. We're in trouble. We are so divided. Man, we are more divided than before the Civil War and up to and including the Civil War. We are so divided. And the thing I worry about the most is that I pray to God no harm comes to this president. Because if the communists think they're going to lose power and they have no alternative, God help us all, man. You're dealing with atheists who have no respect for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They are incalculable. They will destroy you any way they can. If it means putting a bullet in your head for votes, they'll do it. So, having said that, let's go back to Blog Talk Radio. And we'll give you the hanging tree.
I came to town to search for gold, and I brought with me a memory, and I seem to hear the night wind cry, go hang your dreams on the hanging tree, your dreams of love that could never be. Hang your faded dreams on the hanging tree. I searched for gold and I found my gold, and I found a girl who loved just me. And I wish that I could love her too, but I'd left my heart on the hanging tree. I'd left my heart with the memory and a faded dream on the hanging tree. Now there were men who craved my gold, and they meant to take my gold from me. When a man is gone, he needs no gold. So they carried me to the hanging tree to join my dreams and the memory. Yes, they carried me to the hanging tree. To really live, you must almost die. And it happened just that way with me. They took the gold and they set me free. And I walked away from the hanging tree. I walked away from the hanging tree. And my own true love, oh yes, she walked with me. That's when I knew that the hanging tree was a tree of life, new life for me. A tree of hope, new hope for me. A tree of love, new love for me. The hanging tree, the hanging tree.
Okay, we're back. Let's see what we got here. I got one that says chatter. You want to hear what that one says? Oh, that's mine. Okay, well, chatter's getting louder. That's talking about healthcare. And, here we go. Obama disregards the military again. This is by Alan West. Alan West got a raw deal. He got screwed in Florida. Did you know that on this last election, that military votes from Afghanistan were found after the election, the absentee ballots. They were found in an ammo dump in Afghanistan, and the box was marked ammo. Interesting, huh? Oh, that could never happen. How about the Spanish company that's going to count all the votes? We got nobody here that can count. Aside from the strong guidance of my parents, I credit one organization for my success. I wouldn't be where I am today, says Alan West, without the JROTC. There weren't a lot of choices available to an inner-city kid like me growing up in Atlanta. I could have ended up on the streets like some of my classmates, but what I found in JROTC, that's Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps, in high school, was an opportunity of a lifetime, an opportunity to work hard, an opportunity to develop character, an opportunity to lead. I jumped at the opportunity, and I set my feet upon the path of becoming an American combat leader and developing statesmen. I know you'll agree with me with that the rising generation needs an opportunity like this now more than ever, but programs like these are quickly becoming extinct. These programs around the country are at the risk of closing their doors due to funding problems. Break the military. It's the communist way. Break them. Don't support them. Starve them out. An outright disregard and neglect from President Obama and his cronies. Just this summer, Eric Holder's Department of Justice revoked its funding of the Young Marines program in Bossier City, Louisiana, because the organization's activities were deemed religious. You don't think you got an imam running the Department of Justice, a communist imam, who should be tried for the murder of 50,000 Mexicans? What were these outrageous religious activities, you ask? Voluntary student-led prayers and the mention of God in a young Marine oath. The Department of Justice took it a step further and told the decades-old program that they wouldn't lose its funding if they pledged in a letter that no mention of God would be allowed during program activities. The devil is running the country, my friends. I don't know when we're going to stand, and I do hope we stand together, but I got a feeling when this guy gets finished with us, we're all going to be on the run, and we're all going to be doing small stands as we get rolled over. Well, it comes as no surprise that they courageously refused the offer and risked disbanding altogether. But when I heard about their story, the Alan West Foundation stepped in thanks to the help of friends like you. Contrary to the wishes of the Imam Obama and the Ayatollah Eric Holder, we kept the Bossier City program's doors open. And that got me thinking, if liberals are attacking the values of our military men and women in Louisiana, they're probably doing it all over the country. We quickly located five more JROTC programs across America who are at the risk of closing and desperately need help. Grady High School, my alma mater, Atlanta, Georgia. South High School, Denver, Colorado. Rio Grande City High School, Rio Grande City, Texas. Niesey High School, Navy ROTC in Ponte Verde, Florida. And Daphne Spanish Air Force ROTC in Daphne, Alabama. JROTC made me the man I am today. I'll be damned if some liberal in D.C. thinks they're going to stop the next generation of Americans from this opportunity. And he's asking for money. So if you want to Google Alan West, I'm sure he could use a buck. Americans, we're paying through the nose, and our tax money is being used to destroy us. And they're voting you out of your own country with your own tax money. Let's see what else we got going here. Taxpayers lose $10.5 billion on General Motors.
Let's see what that means. Where is it? I hate this. Today's top stories. Here it is. This is from Human Events, Powerful Conservative Voices by John Haywood. You know, this could have been a lot worse. So up twinkles, I guess. Only losing $10.5 billion on the payoff to special interests. In this case, labor unions qualifies as a roaring success by current Washington standards. And sadly, I just don't mean Obama standards. Fox Business brings us the happy news that the G in GM no longer stands for government. The Treasury Department on Monday announced that the government has sold its remaining shares in General Motors. I wonder if the Chinese bought them. And that losses from the 2009 auto industry bailout total is about $15 billion. In a conference call, Treasury officials said the government has recovered $39 billion out of $49 billion earmarked for GM under the Troubled Asset Relief Program, TARP. Nobody gave me TARP. Nobody gave me TARP. Approved by Congress as the company teetered on the brink of bankruptcy nearly 5 years ago. And I'm sure that in the time of Ronald Reagan, when farmers in Nebraska were hanging themselves in barns and nobody gave them TARP, with the final sale of GM stock, this important chapter in our nation's history is now closed, Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew said during the conference call. In exchange for the bailout, the government received $2.1 billion in preferred GM stock. You know why preferred GM stock? Because preferred stockholders get paid first, except when the government took over General Motors and they screwed the preferred stockholders. But now that the government is the preferred stockholder, they expect special treatment. And a 60.8% equity stake in the company, which led critics of the bailout to refer to GM as Government Motors, made in China, Cadillac Escalade. Treasury has intermittently sold its shares of GM, but always at a price below that which would have allowed the government to break even on the deal, which accounts for the $10 billion in losses. What's $10 billion? This guy's playing in trillions, man. You're talking about loose change. Potential losses to the taxpayer from the emergency dump of the stock has been up to three times as high over the past 5 years. So getting it down to $10.5 billion loss is an achievement under the rules of big government. Fox is one of the few news sources to prominently mention that the total damage from the auto industry bailout is more likely $15 billion, but why quibble over a mere $4.5 billion clams? That hardly qualifies. Look at the cylinder stuff. Oh, and all you global warming worms out there, all you climate change freaks. Yes, guess what? Guess what happened in Cairo, Egypt? They got a snowstorm, the first one in 100 years. And everybody's predicting a cold winter. So we'll call it climate change and we'll wait till everybody's sweating. Boy, there must be a lot of sucker money going around, huh? Why are taxpayers, many of whom will never own a GM automobile, supposed to be happy about spending? I wouldn't buy a GM. $10.5 billion. And a lot of people buy Japanese. Of their hard-earned money to prop up a failed business enterprise. It used to be common practice to equate GM with the city of Detroit and suggest anyone opposed to the bailout of the company wanted the city and its people to suffer bankruptcy. But nobody talks that way. When I grew up, it was, as GM goes, so goes the country. And if that's still true today, we're in trouble. And this GM profitable period, a lot of it has to do with working with government money. It used to be, it said that, when the survival of a single business entity is portrayed as a social imperative that requires the confiscation of funds from everyone in the country, we're not talking about capitalism anymore. That's true. They should have went through the regular bankruptcy process and everybody would have got a fair shake. We also find ourselves dabbling in the highly selective invocation of opportunity costs by politicians and government officials. Okay, you know what? And that's another way for Obama to buy votes. He bought the union votes with a bailout, and now they all belong to him. Okay. So I just wanted to give you that, a little bit of info. It goes on and on, but we got to get out of there. So when any time the government gets involved, everybody loses. Reagan had it right. I'm from the government, the most dreaded words you ever want to hear. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help you. And that's the truth, man. That is the truth. I could tell you stories about the Commerce Department that doesn't know how to do commerce. Okay, I'm going to give you a tune, and I'm going to take that phone call. Hello? How are you?
Someday you will seek me and find me. Someday of the days that shall be. Oh, surely you will come and remind me of a dream that is calling for you and for me. And someday when the winter is over, someday in the flush of the spring, my soul shall discover the soul born for my lover, the girl who can make me your king. My soul shall discover the soul born for my lover, the girl who can make me your king.
Okay, we're back. I'm going to keep running. Here's something I just got in. Louis Farrakhan organization received $103,000 in farm subsidies. Yeah, he's growing corn. Let's see where that is. I got to see that one, man. Come on, guys. Stop throwing the ads up there. You're bugging me. Farm subsidies in urban Chicago. That's novel. By now, Americans, Chicago is gone, man. Chicago is gone. By now, Americans should well be aware of the president's fondness. Imagine how the press is covering up the murder of all those black kids in Chicago. Huh? The press never mentions it. Not a peep. They're scooping up bodies all over the place. You know why the press isn't mentioning it? Because Obama's number one man, Rahm Emanuel, is the mayor. And nobody wants anything to look bad for the communists. Indeed, Obama's appreciation of all things Islam does not stop there. Thanks to Adam Andrzejewski's watchdog organization, Open the Books, we discovered that Louis Farrakhan, a rabid Nation of Islam leader, has a little pet project, Muhammad Farms, which received $103,000 in aid. How's that? You want to hear what the comments are? There's only one comment because it's brand new. Of course, the Nation of Islam is growing their favorite crops, ignorance and lies, which are two of old Juggie's favorite veggies. They keep their followers on a strict diet, if it's not even realizing that the word abid means black and slave in Arabic. Yes. Anyway, it is sad. It is sad. And it was the Nation of Islam that killed Louis. His name is escaping me. He was killed up in the Audubon Ballroom in 168th Street. And he was a Nation of Islam follower, and he became disenchanted with them. Malcolm X. Yep. Malcolm X was assassinated on the stage. And that goes to show you how vulnerable everybody was. Did you see that interpreter making the signing on the stage, and Obama was within grasp? Huh? Well, you think anybody there was watching that interpreter? Were they worried? Very bad, man. Very bad. We're all going to be in Sucker City. So let's see where else we got news here. Oh, universe-shattering twist in Obama birth probe. You want to hear that one? This is from WorldNet Daily. And government shutdown, secure your finances now. You know what? Imagine if you went to the bank and you say, I want to close out my 401k, and the banker says, or you call your broker or whatever, and you say, I want to close out, send me a lump sum check. So, no, we can't do that. You know, your 401k was used as collateral. Your 401k was used to guarantee the country's loan. The only thing we can give you is $100 a month. Yeah, well, it can never happen, right? What happened in Malta? The government seized even the Russian mafia money. When governments get desperate, they can do anything. The lead investigator and Sheriff Joe Arpaio's a man. They're trying to take that guy down. Cold case posse investigation of President Obama's birth certificate says the case has taken a startling turn, and sheriff's investigators are now assisting the cold case volunteers. When this information is finally exposed to the public, it will be universe-shattering, Mike Zullo told WorldNet Daily today. This is beyond the pale of anything you can imagine. And you know what? When that happens and we find out this guy is an imposter, we got to go after everybody who aided, promoted, and abetted him, because they're the real problem. Zullo explained that because it's an active investigation that could produce criminal charges, he's unable to reveal details at the moment. But the allegations, he said, which go far beyond a fraudulent birth certificate, could be public as early as March. Oh, do it on St. Paddy's Day so I can do the jig. Unbelievable. So, having said that, let's see what else it says. The issue arose once again because of the death Wednesday in Hawaii of State Health Department Chief Loretta Fuddy, in a plane crash, and she was the only one who died. She was the official who waived a state of prohibitions and provided to the White House a copy of a document that Obama presented to the public as his birth certificate. If the document that Arpaio's investigators have concluded is fraudulent, amid conspiracy theories circulating the Internet. Oh, you can't trust that Internet, but you can trust the New York Times and NBC. Yes, the voice of freedom. For who? Zulu told WND Today that Fuddy's death, she was the only fatality among nine people aboard a small airplane that crashed off the coast of Molokai, appeared to be a tragic accident and not foul play. The luck of the draw. He said his investigation does not depend on any information from Fuddy. In an interview today, the author and talk radio host Carl Gallups of P.P. Simmons News and Ministry Network said the author of The Magic Man in the Sky and The Rabbi Who Found Messiah, Zulu, said his investigation of the Obama fraud case does not hinge on Mrs. Fuddy. So they're just throwing out a little tickle there to get everybody excited. And then I hope this doesn't turn out to be Geraldo opening Al Capone's safe. But they're talking about that certificate of live birth. That's funny, man. I did one from the government of Kenya. I had a hut, you know, a hospital hut, and a witch doctor, and it was Obama's birth, BERF certificate, SIRTIFKAT. Yeah. Unbelievable. We're in trouble. Trump is still playing this. He wants to get him. He wants to get him. So what else we got here? Shubat. Want to hear the Shubat newsletter? Shubat is converted from Islam. He was a terrorist, and he converted to Christianity. And that's what we got to do in the Middle East. You want peace in the Middle East? You got to convert everybody to Christianity. Report: Hillary Clinton tied to terrorism. Another complaint has reportedly been filed with Egypt's Attorney General, Hisham Barakat. According to multiple Arabic sources, Al-Wafid and Vitogate among them, this one is said to allege that the wife of ousted President Mohamed Morsi not only admitted in an interview with Turkey's Anatolia news agency that she sought to excite domestic insurrections to overthrow Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, but that she collaborated with Hillary Clinton. Ta-da. Muslims have people hacked to death, burned alive, or shot. Christians take revenge. This is Africa. In other news, Muslims stab man to death and rob him to fund a jihad. That's wonderful. We have the same thing here. It's called the knockout. Social media pope wins person of the year, religion today. They're coming after this pope. This pope is too nice a man that they got to destroy him. They're going to Sarah Palin him. And you know how they're going to get him? They're calling him a communist. Nelson Mandela dies at 95. U.S. abortions on a decline. Ever since they've seen people can see sonograms, they get queasy. A life laid down, an American teacher killed in Benghazi, strived to treasure Christ above all things. Yeah, I got a flashback today watching the war in Iraq, and I remember there were GIs at an outpost, and a woman came up with her 11-year-old daughter, and she says, "Please take my daughter to the United States. Please take my daughter." Is that scary or what? Better hope it never happens here, huh? Please take my daughter to the Soviet Union. Please take my daughter to China. The fact is that anti-Christian persecution is spiking well beyond the Middle East. It's in Washington. It's in, what's the Supreme Court out there? The Ninth Circuit? And it is spreading to countries known for their relative stability and religious moderation, such as India, Indonesia, and Sri Lanka. Megachurch pastor, Obama spiritual advisor, Joel Hunter's son, dead in apparent suicide. Ooh, that's a heavy. Should Christians drink alcohol moderately? Moderately. when I receive a communion, I never take the altar wine because I don't want to see the guy wrestling to take the cup back from me. So I pass on that. I just do it symbolically. Maybe they should just do water. Responding to the storm of the century in the Philippines, relief organization Samaritan's Purse, they do a lot of good things, has mobilized to bring aid to the devastated Pacific nation. Ken Isaac from Samaritan's Purse talks to ChristianHeadlines.com about the situation on the ground. Filipino people are great people. They have been our ally faithfully through thick and through thin since World War II and probably before. And they died. Many a Filipino got a bayonet in the back and giving a cup of water to a fallen GI on the Bataan Death March. They are very religious people. And they are not the world's richest. It is sad. And that's why when the Pope talked about what Rush Limbaugh called communism, somebody called today and had a very good observation. He said, you know, capitalism in Latin America is different than capitalism in the United States. Capitalism in Latin America is bribery, criminality, and the rich get rich and the poor get poorer. And there is no leg up. And all you got to do is go to Rio de Janeiro and see the kids living in the slums. Yeah, and then you see rich Brazilians, and they're out of touch. They're out of touch. Americans are different. When Americans go to Mexico, when Americans go to the Virgin Islands, and they see the poverty that's in Mexico, they all feel guilty. And they definitely aren't comfortable when they go to the pool and there's three guys with machine guns to protect them. You know? They know the people are suffering there. Of course, the generation of one World War II was more compassionate. So here's 11 shocking statements from Mandela that the press doesn't want you to know. So you want to hear them? They're going into an ad here. Let's see what we got here. Post continues on... The real Mandela, in his own words, Joe Farah is the head of World Net Daily, and he calls it as he sees it. I noticed over the weekend the list of quotes from Nelson Mandela had gone viral on the internet. None of the lists I saw included any of these. One, if there is a country that has committed unspeakable atrocities in the world, it is the United States of America. They don't care for human beings. Oh, I never knew Mandela said that. Two, long live the Cuban Revolution. Long live Comrade Fidel Castro. Cuban internationalists have done so much for African independence, freedom, and justice. We admire the sacrifices of the Cuban people in maintaining their independence and sovereignty in the face of the vicious imperialist campaign designed to destroy the advances of the Cuban Revolution. We, too, want to control our destiny. There can be no surrender. In the case of freedom or death, the Cuban Revolution has been a source of inspiration to all freedom-loving people. The people of Asia and Africa have seen through the slanderous campaign conducted by the USA against socialist countries. They know that their independence is threatened, and not by any of the countries in the socialist camp, but by the USA, who has surrounded their continent with military bases. The communist bogey is an American stunt to distract the attention of the people of Africa from the real issue facing them, namely American imperialism. Now, Jimmy from Brooklyn told me the other night that the KGB in Russia controls all KGB units throughout any communist country. They are all connected. Experience more of Joe Farah's truth-telling. Under a Communist Party government, South Africa will become a land of milk and honey. Political, economical, and social rights will cease to be enjoyed by whites only. They will be shared equally by whites and non-whites. There will be enough land and houses for all. There will be no unemployment, starvation, and disease. Workers will earn a decent wages, transportation will be cheap, and education free. Yasser Arafat was one of the outstanding freedom fighters of his generation, one who gave his entire life to the cause of the Palestinian people. The cause of communism is the greatest cause in the history of mankind. Those who feel irritated by our friendship with President Gaddafi can go jump in the pool. There's one place where Fidel Castro's Cuba stands out head and shoulders above the rest. It is his love for human rights and liberty. The victory of socialism in the USSR and the People's Republic of China, in Bulgaria, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Poland, and Romania, all those countries we gave to the communists, where the living conditions of the people were in many respects similar and even worse than ours. Oh, he's got 10. Communists everywhere fight to destroy capitalist society and replace it with socialism, where the masses of the common people, irrespective of race or color, live in complete equality and happiness. They seek to revolutionize society and are thus called revolutionaries. Those who support capitalism with its class divisions and other evils and who oppose our just struggles to end oppression are called counter-revolutionaries. In our own country, the struggle of the oppressed people are guided by the South African Communist Party and inspired by its policies. The aim of the SACP is to defeat the nationalist government and to free the people of South Africa from evils such as racial discrimination and exploitation. I only have one thing to say to that. How many blacks in Russia? How many blacks in China? Yeah. Why is that? Well, having said that, we'll break away. We will... Let me see if I can find the exit here. I'm not finding the exit. Okay, we come back here. And... here we go. We're back. Let me find a nice tune for you. I'm back in the USA. heard that the Pope said that capitalism is evil, everybody picked up and spread the gospel. The Pope also said, he tells America, a time to reject abortion and accept life at every stage. And then, did you see that one? Did that tear through the wires like wildfire? No. No. So, what else are we going to do here? Later on, we'll perspire as they put us in the fire. I told you about the Mount Soledad cross, right? Oh, here's a guy that's real good. His name is Don Fetter, and he has some nice articles. And this one, Rearmament versus Moral Disarmament, and he did this the day before Pearl Harbor. This will not be your typical Pearl Harbor Day commentary from a conservative. Eternal vigilance as the price of liberty, Munich, look where appeasement gets you, and all of that. What's really remarkable about December 7th isn't that we got sucker punched by the Empire of Japan, but how rapidly we recovered and why. Coming out of the worst depression in our history in 1940, unemployment was still 17%. We fought a global war on two fronts against the world's strongest military powers, fueled by fanaticism and plotting war for almost a decade, and won, becoming the dominant power on the planet in the process. And we did it all in 3 years and 8 months after Pearl Harbor. It's all the more remarkable when you consider how far we came in that time. In June of 1940, the U.S. Army Air Corps had 51,000 pilots. The Royal Air Force had 500,000 pilots. The Luftwaffe had 1 million pilots. In 1940, the U.S. Army was ranked 18th in the world, just behind Germany, France, Russia, Britain, Italy, and Japan, but also inferior to that of Spain, Portugal, Sweden, Switzerland, and the Netherlands. We could have beaten Liechtenstein with one hand tied behind its back. By the end of World War II, we had 16 million men in arms. 16 million men in arms. Every month, thousands of aircraft, tanks, and artillery pieces were rolling off assembly lines, as well as hundreds of thousands of weapons and millions of rounds of ammo. So, what do we have? What did we have then that we don't have now? Americans of today had their own Pearl Harbor 12 years ago with the same number of dead. We responded by half-heartedly fighting futile wars, which we announced in advance. We didn't intend to win. In 1942, the Douglas MacArthur set a timetable for withdrawal from the Pacific. We have doggedly refused to identify the enemy. Imagine Churchill announcing in 1940 that Nazism was an ideology of brotherhood and tolerance. Under Bush the Younger, we fought a war on terror while embracing its Middle Eastern roots. Terror is a method anyway, not an ideology. Even that's been downgraded. Today we deal with man-caused disasters through overseas contingency operations. In the meantime, we twice elected an anti-American who spits on our traditions, tramples the Constitution, apologizes for our greatness, and facilitates our enemies' rise to power. Obama is still smarting about the overthrow of the Muslim Brotherhood government in Egypt. In 1941, Americans were proud, confident, and resilient people. We took responsibility for our actions. We looked out for each other. Church attendance was high, and kids actually learned in school. In his book, December 1941, 31 Days That Changed America and Saved the World, Craig Shirley wrote that in the 40s, a high school diploma was a hard-earned document, and those young Americans who received the diploma had language skills, writing skills, citizenship skills, geology, biography, a biology of physics, Latin, Greek, and an expansive list of books to read. In the early 80s, John Silber, then president of Boston University, said a high school diploma signified that someone had been institutionalized for 4 years and nothing more. Shirley also observed that chivalry and good manners reigned in American culture in 41. Men held doors for ladies, ladies acted like ladies. Men and women abided by the rules of courtship and life. It was the American way. Today, wherever you look, it's decay. We've gone from rearmament in 1941 to moral disarmament as the current order of the day. In November, a 14-year-old Danvers, Massachusetts student was indicted for the rape and murder of his math teacher, reportedly using a box cutter, according to the Department of Education, in the 2009-2010 school year. There were 1,183,700 violent crimes, 183,700 violent crimes in America's citadels of scholarship, including murders, rapes, robberies, and aggravated assaults with and without a weapon. According to 170 in the 40s, the top school discipline problem was talking and chewing gum, making noise, running in the halls, getting out of turn in line, wearing improper clothing, and not putting paper in waste paper baskets. By the mid-80s, it was drug and alcohol abuse, suicide, rape, robbery, and assault. Today, the public school perp walk includes gangs, guns, sexting, drugs, and all forms of violence. More than 40% of all births in the land are out of wedlock. According to a Time magazine survey in 2010, 39% believe marriage is now obsolete. More than a third of Americans think marriage is outdated, but liberalism's cause célèbre is gay marriage. In a nation that pioneered the protection of human rights, there are 1 to 2 abortions every minute, thanks to a low birth rate in part fueled by the failure to form families. We won't have the manpower to fight future wars. By age 15, 25% of American males and 26% of females have engaged in sexual intercourse. Every year, 19 million new cases of STDs are diagnosed, half among 15 to 26-year-olds in the United States. Pornography is a $12 billion industry. So, that's what this gentleman says. I think I read this on another show. It's coming back to me. Let's see what Peace on Earth says. Peace in the Middle East can only come through Christianity. That is where Christianity began, and that's where it must be reborn in Christian love. One should welcome God with love, not jihad. Christians do not believe in infidels. Egypt, who gave sanctuary to our Lord and Savior's family, must once again give sanctuary to God. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Come home to those who love you in his holy name. Do not persecute the Christians. God sees what we do. The merciful God will not be pleased, and what you do to the least of my people, you do unto me. That's J.C. Double U.S. military pay. Let's start a petition to double military pay up to a lieutenant. It will be less money for the communists to squander, less money for terrorist sanctuaries like Pakistan. Instead of just thanking them for their service, let's really support them. Instead of phony politicians making speeches like we are the strongest nation on the face of the earth, my favorite cliche the fools use is blood and treasure. Let's give up a little bit of the treasure to the guys who spill their blood. How about American oil for American blood? Let's not forget to double the combat zone and death benefit and loss of each limb or vital organ. Let's double down for the boots on the ground. Instead of just thanking them for their service, let's really support them. What else does it say here? How about American oil for American blood? Drill and pay the bill. Okay, we took care of that one. You don't want to know about private label, do you? Okay. Peace to men of goodwill. I did that one already. Peace can only come through Christianity. We have to convert the Muslims. So it looks like that's it, my friends. I've done it all. I've given you my all. Let's see where we're going here. We'll close with a tone. Let me find something real nice that you'll like. Yeah, that's a nice one. This will pump you up. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
What good is music? What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. If it's sweet or hard, you just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Have a nice night, folks.